Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitchell Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Make sure you check out Scotty's Vodka. DMV made, and you can now get it in select Virginia ABC stores. I'm fired up, man. Always good to talk to our boy Travis Thomas. Lives up here in New England. Travis joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Trav, what's up, man? How you been?
Boys, hearing that music and then your plug for Scotty's Vodka, I got to tell you something. I've combined both of those things many a night in my life, my friend.
I'm glad to hear it, dude.
What's going on, brother?
Yo, so we were at dinner the other night. I look up and you were on TV. I got such a kick out of it, which is dumb because you're always on TV, but it still just made me happy.
I know. I feel the same. Anytime I see you guys doing anything, man, it's just, you know, it's crew love, man. And I'm seeing a lot of media members from D.C. I ran into Mitch, JP. I ran into Chick Hernandez. And all these guys just showing me love, man. And, you know, obviously I miss home. And people ask me all the time, like, you know, you seem like you're having a great time up there in Boston. Do you ever miss the DMV? And I'm like, yo, that's home. There's no such thing as – there's no comparison. Like, you know, nothing ever feels like coming back home or being at home. So nothing compares to the DMV, you know what I mean? So I don't even hold Boston to that type of standard. I'm just trying to enjoy myself wherever I'm at in life, but nothing will ever equal home. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. How's the family, dude? How is everything like in your life? Like the real stuff that matters,
man. Everything's hectic on the work side of things, obviously with the Patriots, you know, ramping up. We know tonight is game night. I'll be at the game tonight. Red Sox are finally putting it together. Looks like they're going to have a playoff run. How deep, we'll see. Celtics re-signed Joe Mazzulla. There's a Tom Brady statue unveiled tonight. I mean, there's just a lot going on in town. So this is one of those towns, man. Like, I just said this to Chick Hernandez when I saw him. I said, bro, I talked more baseball in my first 6 months being in Boston than I did my entire career in the DMV. And that was, by the way, JP, you and I covered this together. B. Mitch, you and I were at the parade together. That's with a Nationals World Series. So it's still, like, crazy to me just how much of a sports town this is here. So I'm just, I mean, this time of year is insane, man. The only other time that sort of rivals it is in the fall when Bruins, Celtics start back up, Patriots are in full season. And if the Red Sox are in the postseason, which it looks like they will be this year, it's like everything's going at once. That's pretty insane, but it's just mad busy. You know, I work 7 days a week practically here.
I believe it, man. It's funny. I opened the show yesterday. I've been listening to Boston Sports Radio driving around up here, and these dudes were calling in. These dudes were calling in to – I think I was listening to the Sports Hub, and – these dudes were calling in so pissed off about the Red Sox loss. Meanwhile, they had won seven in a row and are in first place in the division. You know what I mean? And it's like they were so mad because they dropped that one game to the Royals the other night. And I was like, damn, nobody calls about the Nats in D.C. and they're god-awful.
Right.
Different world.
Yeah, but you guys know this too. And I know we're going to talk Patriots. I'll bring it back to that. That's exactly why Belichick and Brady worked here specifically. Now, the winning obviously doesn't hurt, right? But those two, particularly Belichick, was so miserable. Wins, losses, sunny day, you know, cloudy day, snowy day. It didn't matter. He was just miserable. And so I think, you know, I think that resonated with a lot of people here. Brady, just very head down, lunch pail. Hey, this Super Bowl's great. We're thinking about next year. Like, what? You know, so I think that's, in a lot of ways, that's the dichotomy of this town. Like, they celebrate like nobody's business. I mean, I did catch a championship here. That Celtics championship run was awesome. The parade was great. They do celebrate, and it's a drunk-ass town, so they know how to party. But I tell you what, man.
That's definitely true.
That's true. Now, winning or losing, they're going to be miserable, too, now. You can bet that.
Let me ask you a question, though. Are they still acting as if this is the Brady-led Patriots?
No.
They
you
understand that they got to build, because, like, I mean, right now, they are really, really happy about Drake May, and they're starting to push him, but he hasn't proven it to anybody yet.
Yeah, that's right. You know what it reminds me of, B-Mitch? It's kind of, and our audience there will understand this. The Redskins for years and then Commanders for years were just going through rebuild, 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 rebuild. And then every now and again, you get a season or two where they're putting it together and there would be that hope. And then it would, you know, Snyder would mess it up and we'd start over again, rinse and repeat. I would say what I'm feeling here, because I'm so familiar with what I just described to you, I would say I think we're entering a stage where they have been beat down since Brady has left. Because at the end of Belichick, it was not good. And they finally ripped that Band-Aid off, and they thought they were starting the real rebuild with Gerard Mayo, and that was a new era, and we saw how that worked. And so now they have the coach right, they have the quarterback right, and I think now they're sort of entering that, okay, we can love again. Like, I think there's been some healing here, but they know they're never – getting that dynasty back. That may never happen again. So for anybody. So I think that's the stage we're in, B Mitch. Commanders fans know that feeling. They don't feel it now. You guys got it going on. But they all know what I'm describing. I think that's where Patriots fans are right now. They can love again, but they're not there yet.
Okay.
Talking with our friend Travis Thomas here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Trav at Travis Thomas EXP. Of course, watch all of his work via YouTube on New England Sports Network, NESN. Dude, so I find that interesting. Do people up here feel like Drake is the guy? Like, has he shown enough that there's that level of excitement, or is it still kind of a question mark?
Oh, no. He's a guy. And by the way, I'll stamp it myself. I've seen enough bad quarterback play. I've seen enough great quarterback play in my own career, in my own lifetime. And I'll tell you why. He's the guy because he was thrust into a situation like many rookie quarterbacks are, where you're going to a bad team. I mean, like, the cupboard is there, hence why you were drafted where you were drafted, okay? So all these guys, Caleb, Jaden, Drake, you know, Bo Nix went to a great situation. Michael Penix went to a great situation. You could argue J.J. McCarthy went to a great situation, but most of these guys went to poor franchises that were struggling at the time. So, Drake May got here. You have the worst offensive line I have ever seen in my damn life, and I've been covering football a long time. This is – I've seen college – I've covered college and high school offensive lines that were more competent than what Drake May had last season. He had no weapons to speak of. He really still doesn't. He gets an aging Stephon Diggs, but Lord knows that's an upgrade over what he had. He had a head coach with zero experience and a defensive-minded one at that. I just think we just watched. It was hell on earth for me to watch these Patriots games last year. If I wasn't paid to watch them and I didn't have to watch them, Oh, my God. I would have rather watched any team in the league the last three seasons, but particularly last season. So,
wow.
With all that being said, he still showed flashes. He still kept them in games. They don't win four games without Drake May, let me tell you right now. So I think that is why you hear and you see the confidence that you do in him. Now, I think people are going a little crazy when you start comparing to Jaden Daniels, when this guy just had a historic rookie year that we may never see again. I get all that. But I think the confidence you're speaking to is because they watch this guy perform really admirably and honorably in football hell, because that's what he was in for his rookie year.
Yeah, I get that, man. I mean, that team was bad. So specifically for tonight, what are you looking for? What are New England fans really waiting to see?
Competency. I'll give you a great example. I was at the practice yesterday, and look, man. Last year, the Eagles came to town for the open practice. I am here to tell you, it was varsity and JV, and not just from a talent standpoint. We all know how good the Eagles are. Okay, we get it. But the things that I was seeing with drills, guys not knowing where to go, coaching staff not having a clue, the open practice itself, it was just little bro, big bro. Like, the Eagles were just doing whatever they wanted to the Patriots, throwing them around. It was disheveled. No one knew what was going on. It wasn't just a talent thing. It was an organizational thing. Wow. At the open practice that I was just at, I saw competitiveness between the Commanders and the Patriots. Players knew where to go when the horn sounded for drills. Vrabel, I watched getting a multitude of fights with players, including getting bloodied in one of them. I mean, it was like, it was just together. Everything was, it looked like what it's supposed to look like. It looked competent. And I'm not even kidding. That's how low the bar is here now, guys. Like, it is rock bottom city around here.
Wow.
As it pertains to these Patriots. So tonight, that's what everyone's looking for. Just, are you on, or do you know your assignments? Are there offsides? Are there stupid penalties and turnovers? Do you guys look like you don't know what you're doing? That's what they're used to here. So now with Vrabel here, everyone's just looking for competency, and like, you look like a grown-up professional NFL team, and I believe that's what we're gonna get.
It's interesting you say that, Trav, because I don't know how much you noticed this, but it seemed like a lot of Patriots fans and even some of the media were like really trying to make a lot of assumptions based on a joint practice the other day about how good New England looked and, you know, who won the practice, this and that.
Craziness.
And part of me wants...
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Wonders if people aren't just so excited to have what seems like a real professional organization again, that they were making these like reach of claims, because it definitely seems like Vrabel has reinstilled, okay, we're a real organization again.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you're feeling is what's happening. It has been so bad. I've been here three seasons now, okay? The first two were the end of Belichick. I literally watched the end of Belichick's era. They were miserable. Miserable. Awful product. He's miserable even when you win, so imagine when you're losing.
Right.
It was just, it was like a, you know what it was, guys? It was like a dark cloud. It really, I'm just describing what it felt like. It felt like a dark cloud over the organization. And again, my many years down there of the Snyder era, I know how that feels. So that's how I recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mayo was a glimmer of hope. Drake May, drafting him, a glimmer of hope. So there was cautious optimism around the Patriots then. And they were a dumpster fire, okay? So now, enter Mike Vrabel, who everyone was screaming a year ago, that's who you should hire. They didn't. Okay, got it. They got him now. You bring back a Josh McDaniels as offensive coordinator. Drake May showed you, I can play. I belong. Hey, let's go back to that open practice, JP. That dude was sharp.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked like he belonged on the same field, at least, as Jaden Daniels. So there's optimism again. And that's, I think that's what you're hearing and that's what you're feeling. That's like we're coming back outside after a 3-year hurricane has just wiped everything out.
And
the
sun
is back
out. All right. Now we know McDaniel. He can get a little run, he can go out there sometime, but Belichick was always able to pull him back. Will Vrabel be able to do the same thing?
We're gonna find out. My gut is yes. And the reason why, B. Mitch, is I actually learned this from you. You can learn a lot of things from, yes, what people say, but you got to watch how they move and watch their actions.
Right.
And I'm telling you now, I don't know if you know him or not. I feel like you and Braves would be best friends because this dude, he's got a lot of Brian Mitchell in him, just the way he carries himself. He's an alpha. And everyone in that building says, lip service, well, you know, Vrabel's in charge. We in the media, JP, we roll our eyes. We hear it all the time. They said Jim Zorn was in charge, too. But what I learned from B-Mitch is watching people and observing people and body language and how does, oh, okay. No. That dude, he is in charge. They do listen to him. So my gut is yes, B-Mitch. And you're right, because Josh McDaniels can get a little cute. But I'll say this, I don't think he has that luxury this year. And what I mean by that is Drake May's still so young, B-Mitch, and they don't have weapons. You almost, I think personnel-wise and reality-wise, Josh McDaniels isn't going to be able to get cute this year. You know, I think he'll get nuts and bolts of his offense, which is good. It's a good offense, obviously. And then as they acquire weaponry, as they build an offensive line, then Vrabel will probably have to pull McDaniels back a little bit. Uh-huh. But this year, I don't think that's the case. I think you're working with bare bones. He's not going to be able to get cute this year, I don't think.
Yeah, you know, you did start to see, you know, I thought Drake looked pretty good, to your point, and had some real flashes. And I think you started to see some of that McDaniels offense even the other day, especially with the – who's the young receiver? Is it Pop Douglas, they call him? I thought he looked pretty good.
He's from Liberty.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's local. Yep.
I thought he looked pretty good and kind of just the quick outs to the sideline or the in-breakers, just like little quick chunk plays, 8 yards, 9 yards. And I think, is McDaniels the right guy to develop a young quarterback?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I'm not going to question Josh McDaniels' resume as an offensive coordinator. Now, if we want to talk head coaches, that's a short conversation, right? But,
Right. Yeah,
as an offensive coordinator, absolutely. I'll say this. I would rather tell you what I see in Drake May when I watch him because it's a comp, and it's also something we're watching play out in the NFL right now. And I think I think the Patriots are going to take a book out of this. I know they just lost an offensive lineman. But I think what's going on in L.A. with the Chargers, what Harbaugh is doing with Justin Herbert, pay attention, because I think you'll see that in New England. This is just my hot take. But I do think Josh McDaniels is not going to ask in Drake May year two. I don't think he's going to ask much of him. I actually think you're going to see an efficient, just like you see with Justin Herbert, since Harbaugh has arrived, you want to run the ball. They're going to figure that out, and they're going to run it by committee here just like they do in L.A. You don't have great weapons on the outside just like they don't in L.A. And you have this big, strong, robotic quarterback with a rocket launcher arm who can make every throw off every platform. He can throw a football over those mountains. He has all that. So I honestly, I think that's what we're going to see here. And that's a pretty good football team. You know, Mike Vrabel's kind of Harbaugh-like, toughness, all that. I think they're going to be they're going to cover a lot of spreads. They're certainly going to win more than four games, but I'm not putting them in the playoffs like everyone else. You know, I think the ceiling could be 9 wins, but I'm more in that 7-10, 8-9, 9-8 range. If that's realistic, and that's a much better product than last year. But I think you'll see an efficient Drake May. I don't think this is like everyone compares him to Josh Allen. I don't. That's not what I see. I see more of a Herbert, not in a bad way, but just a systemic, you know, you got to schematically put him in positions to be successful. And if you do, he can do that. And that's sort of what I see. I see a Chargers, Justin Herbert, and even in the way they play, I think we'll see that from the Patriots this year.
I like that. I don't think Josh Allen is a good comp. No. I think he's kind of a one of one. I think the Herbert comp makes a lot of sense. Impossible question here, but do you have like a prediction tonight? Do you think, does this matter to the Pats to get a win? You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Well, I would say this. I would say yes to that if it wasn't Tom Brady statue night, honestly. And I know that sounds like a joke, but I'm being dead serious. Just moving around today in this town and seeing the number 12 jerseys on every man, woman, child, I swear to God, I saw someone walking a dog with a Tom Brady jersey on it. Like, you guys don't understand. I mean, obviously, we all know Brady is the GOAT, but, like, here in this town, I don't know if GOAT is high enough. This is deity stuff. Like, this feels like, yeah, dude, this feels like worship. So I think because of that, it overshadows the importance of this game. Like, and then – Jaden Daniels not playing, you know, so now you lose a little juice with the Drake May, Jaden, because they were quick to run with it that, you know, Drake May helped play Jaden Daniels. I was the one guy in town who said everyone needs to slow the hell down for a second.
That is not all, accurate.
And I didn't even – it didn't feel like Jaden Daniels worked that hard to me because it's so normal. It's right. Just like – it's so ordinary. I'm just like, is Jaden Daniels even sweating today? No, he's not, because this is automatic like a layup. So, you know, Drake May's the guy with stuff to prove. Of course he's working hard out here. So, look, I think you lose a little juice with that matchup. You take a little of the vinegar off, like we need to get off to a good start because of Brady night. So, no, I don't think there's going to be that sense of urgency. But, again, Mike Vrabel has entered the chat because he's going to be the guy saying, no, we need to go out here and kick some ass so we can get off to the right foot. So I do think the Patriots may have that urgency, but I don't think the hype around the game is anywhere near that. It just seems like it's Tom Brady night, and that's the end of it around town here.
It'll be fun to watch Brady. I still think it's weird it's a preseason game, but I get that he has a busy, busy schedule. So you do it when you can.
I mean, that's a GOAT, man. What are you going to do? He's dictating the terms. My right. only hope, guys, is that it's a good-looking statue. Whoever did that Dwayne Wade statue needs to stay far away from Boston because I want no part of that.
My thought is just thank goodness it's not an installation, because I can tell you those things suck.
With just a jersey and a stick figure.
Like a mannequin from Dick's. Trav, thank you for the time, man. Great
right,
to hear
Trav,
from
be
you.
Be cool, brother.
Appreciate you guys, man. Anytime, man. You guys are
family. We miss hearing you screaming from down the hall like the old days, man.
I know. They actually make comments about that now at radio, because I do radio here on WEEI and TV on Nesson, of how loud I am. So I'm
oh, you are loud, man. Trav, you loud, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
When I can call someone loud, they're loud.
Yeah, I've always been like that, too. Imagine. Okay, teachers hated me growing up, bro. Hated me.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care.
See you guys.
The Travis Thomas Experience, man. You talk about one of one.
That's an experience.
Give Trav a follow at Travis Thomas EXP. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines open the rest of the show. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.